We're in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin. We're up to Siv Gimel. And we'll be doing Gimel through Hay. Ein levarach kodem sheyit pos halechem. You should not make a bracha until you get hold of the pas, till you're holding the bread. The reason being that you're supposed to make a bracha when you're about to go ahead and use it. So you should already have your hands on it. The mashmo is here. What it sounds like is that you're supposed to be holding the bread. We'll see in the next sif, the mashmal says that you put your hands on the bread. Sif dalid. Yitein shtei yodav al hapas b'shas bracha. You should make sure to put both of your hands on the bread at the time that you make the bracha. Sheyesh behem yud etzbaos. Two hands have 10 fingers. Keneged yud mitzvus atluyas bepas. Keneged the 10 mitzvus that one has to do in order to arrive at baking bread. What is that? So the Mishnah Berurah goes through them. Losach reshar v'chamor, the iser kilayim in the plowing. Sotcha lo sizra kilayim, that you plant, you're not mixing wheat with something else, with certainly kalei hakerem. Losach som shor bedisho, while your cow is plowing, while your ox is plowing, you're not to muzzle him, he's allowed to eat. Then the mitzvahs of leket, shikha, peya, truma, maiserishin, maisesheni, and then challah. So those are the 10 mitzvahs. So connected that, you should have your 10 fingers on the bread, and the lashon is on the bread, al hapas, not necessarily under the pas. It sounds like you don't actually have to be supporting it, but you have to have your hands on it. Lachein, yesh yu tevis bebirkas hamotzi. There are 10 words in the bracha of hamotzi. V'yu tevis b'pasek matzmiyah chotzir l'behema, 10 words in the pasek matzmiyah chotzir l'behema. V'yu tevis b'pasek einechol elecho yisaberu. The pasek of einechol elecho yisaberu also has 10. V'yu tevis b'pasek eretz chitu usora. V'yu tevis b'pasek v'yitein l'cha. All of these are keneged the 10 mitzvahs that one is mekayim before bread is baked. Sif hei. Lo yivtza ad sheviu lefonav melach o lifton. You should not be botzei. You should not actually break bread until they bring in front of you salt or lifton pirishrashi davar anechol mapas, whatever it is that you can eat with the bread. Lalaf is prusas habetzia, in order to accompany your that piece of bread that you break. What's the reason? This is in honor of the bracha. We want it to be chaviv. We want it to be in its best state. Vim hi nekia, o shehi metubeles betavlin, o bemelach. What happens if it is pure bread? It's just made of wheat flour, or it has spice, or it has salt in it, ke'en shalanu, like our bread. O sheneskava lechol pas kareva, or he never really intended to have it with anything else whatsoever anyway. One does not have to wait. So according to the Mechaber sees the purpose of salt on the bread as chavivis ha-mitzvah. Since you're making a bracha on it, it should be in its best state. Now first of all, for that would mean, say for example, one wants to put something on his bread. He plans on buttering his bread. He plans on, so if you're talking about making a bracha on a slice of bread that you're going to put butter on, or you're going to make a sandwich of it. So the halacha is that for the chavivas habracha, you should really do that before you make your motzi, so that your betziah should already be with the bread in its finest state. Now the Ramah is already coming from somewhere else. Even in a case where you plan on eating just the bread alone, or this bread is pas nekiya, and there's no need for salt or tavlin or something else, nevertheless, every table should have salt. Because your table is like the mizbeach. And your eating is like a korban. The shulchan is like a mizbeach. They bring the pasuk, Vaydabra Eliza Shulchan Shalifnei Hashem. The reason why it's considered like a mizbeach and it's mechaper is because your table gives you the opportunity to bring in guests and to feed them. So it's like it has the power of kapara like a mizbeach, and your eating is like a korban because you are taking food and it's as if you're sending it up to heaven by putting in your body in order to have the strength for avodas Hashem. V'nemar al kol karboncham takriv melech. And it says that on all of your karbonis you should have salt, the mizbeach that had a pile of salt on it. V'hu megin min ha-peronius. And it also protects one from punishment. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Maamar Chazal that when people are sitting and waiting to break bread, especially when you have a group and everyone's waiting, so people are sitting and doing nothing, and there's a makatreg up in heaven. Look, the people aren't doing anything. They're being mavatul from everything. And the fact that there's salt there on the table, as it is a kapara, it is megin on them, that they were at least makayim that. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the inyan al pi kabbalah of dipping the piece of bread into the salt, and to do that three times al pi kabbalah.